the leader of the charge. He joins us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Former Bills first-round draft pick, running back Antoine Smith. Antoine, John Murphy and Donald Jones, thank you very much for joining us here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. How's it feel to be coming back to Buffalo to be the leader of the charge? What do you think of that?
Hey, that's a good deal, man. I actually haven't been back there really since I left, actually since I came back to play against him.
How come you haven't been back?
Too cold, man.
Well, it might be a little chilly this weekend, too, as a matter of fact.
I already got the forecast, so I'm prepared for it.
That's probably the first thing you looked at.
Yes, sir, it really was.
Hey, Antoine, now I got to ask you this question. Before we get into football, you played in a couple different places, Buffalo, New England, Tennessee, New Orleans. Best food, which city?
Come on, man. That's a loaded question.
Best food?
That's a loaded question. Let's see how you answer this one.
The best food. You know what? I'm a Buffalo wing man myself. So, okay. I got to go with the B-Loaf.
Better than New Orleans.
I actually wasn't down there long enough. That was the year we got ran out by Katrina.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. You had Jim Haslett as your coach down there, the head coach, right?
Yes, he was.
You wound up playing where? In Baton Rouge?
San Antonio. Yeah, Baton Rouge, San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was your last year. Antoine Smith came to the Bills as a first-round draft pick. Before that, Antoine, I remember the story. You actually came out of high school and worked in a factory for a little bit before you got back into football, right?
Yeah. Actually, I graduated high school in 1990, and I didn't go to college until 93.
Why a factory working? What got you back into football?
Actually, I was taking care of my grandparents. They were sick, so I needed a little income around the house. So I went to work to help them out. And, when she got sick, the last thing that stayed in my head that she said was, boy, go to school and get your education. Ain't nothing out there in them streets for you.
Hmm. Yeah, good advice, obviously. You went to a junior college and the University of Houston. Did you anticipate you'd be a first-round pick back then in 97?
No, I didn't really care nothing about football then.
Really?
I had no idea. No, I wasn't taking football serious. I knew I could play. Like I said, I only played 1 year. That was my senior year in high school. Mm-hmm. And from that, 3 years laid off and then went to fulfill the dream that my grandmother had for me. So that's why I went out.
How did you get from that point to first round pick?
Really, going into my senior year at the University of Houston, when the head coach Kim Heldon sat me down, he was like, I think you really have a great opportunity in front of you, but you don't have to put in the work and work hard at it. So I think you have the potential to be in the first three rounds. And once he told me that, I started liking it a little bit then, and just put in the work, to get where I got to.
That's funny because most kids in college who are playing football, they're like, man, I want to get to the league as a freshman. I'm going to school. I'm going to do 3 years, and I'm out of there. You're in school like, yeah, I'm just here. I'm just having fun. I want to get my education. And all of a sudden, oh, coach, you telling me I can go in the first three rounds? Maybe I should do something with this.
Yeah, seriously, because I was like, man, that wasn't really a dream of mine. And it came to my senior year. Like, I actually think you have the ability to get drafted in the first three rounds, but you are going to put in the work. Everything else, I was just doing enough to get by.
Right. So how do you – because football is a sport. I played it at the highest level, and it's a sport that you got to love to play, So how did you play for so long, even just in college, when you're going – you got to wake up in the spring, 5 a.m. and all of that stuff for practice and everything. How do you do that when it's not really your dream?
You know what, Ashley? The most fun you have is at practice with the guys on the team. You cracking jokes in the locker room and stuff. That's the part about the game that I miss. You're cracking jokes on each other in the locker room. And when you watch your film, don't let nobody get a D-cleater. You're going to mess with them all week long. So it was just the camaraderie about the practices so much, and building the relationships and the friendships that I got still to this day that I have with some guys.
We're with Antoine Smith. He'll be the leader of the charge, former Bills first-round draft pick back in 1997. When you came to the Bills, Antoine, you came to a pretty talented roster. There were some Hall of Famers, Bruce Smith, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas on the roster, and some other pretty good players. You had to know you were coming to a pretty good team that was just, a couple of years removed from their Super Bowl run, huh?
Yeah, I did. And, that's the first thing that set in when I got drafted. Of course, you're happy to be drafted. And me, never been nowhere but in the South. Hadn't been nowhere on the East Coast. Ain't been nowhere past Tennessee, really. And so I like Buffalo. I like it's going to look cold up there. And that was the first thing that stuck in my head. Man, it's going to be cold up there.
You were built for that kind of weather, though, as far as a football player, as a running back, don't you think?
Well, big back. I wasn't going to give you a lot of wiggle. Didn't have a lot of wiggle. What you see is what you was going to get. You know, as they say, 3-4 yards in a cloud of dust. That was me.
You know, we just had your boy Reuben Brown on right before we had you on, right before we called you in the last segment. And he was like, man, Antoine was like a lineman who could run the ball.
Yeah, I was faster than Reuben. Yeah, I was a little faster than him. So, yeah, you know, like I said, a big back that wasn't going to try to jump to the outside. If it was meant to go up the middle, I'm going up the middle. I'm going to hit the hole where I was supposed to be hit. You know, if it was just wide on my tail, yeah, I bounced out there then. But other than that, where it was designed to go, that's where I was going.
You came to a Bills team that was transitioning, Antoine, and there was – and believe it or not, I'm sure you know this, the last playoff appearance was the Music City Miracle game down in Nashville. I just heard that sound you made. But you had a good game, right? You had a couple of touchdowns, including a 44-yard run early in the second half of that game.
Yeah, that was a great game. That was a great game. You've never been at one moment so high thinking that we won the game, and we kicked the ball off, and they run it back, and you like, no, this can't be real. That's a lateral. That's a forward pass. That's coming back.
Right.
And when they didn't change to give you a touchdown, your heart just sinks, because I felt like that year that team had a chance to go all the way.
I've heard people say that was the worst post-game locker room because of the way that game went down, but the worst post-game locker room scene they'd ever been in. Did you feel that way, Antoine?
Yeah, man. We fought hard that game. We got down early in that game, I think like 12-0. And came back to take the lead at the end of the game just to kick it off and to run it all the way back on a play with no time left on the clock. It just, you know, that's a defeated feeling. I'd rather get blowed out than lose a game like that.
And then, you know, during your time here too, you were also part of the team that went through that kind of agonizing quarterback controversy, Doug Flutie, Rob Johnson. How did you handle that? What was that like going through all of that?
You know, the only thing you can do is go with the coach's decision, and you can go with who's out there. Whoever out there, you're going to try to give it your best to support that quarterback. You know, you had your favorite who you thought should be, you know, the starting quarterback, but, you know, ultimately it came down to the coach's decision.
When you think back to that time, and you've already said it as far as that year of the Music City Miracle, do you feel like you guys had a championship run in you? Maybe that was the year, or was there something more to get to as far as that team and your potential that you had?
I said it to myself. A lot of guys felt it like going into that game. Like, the one out of this game is going to the Super Bowl. Because I think that year, I think, you know, you had an 11-5 team, I think, what? Or were they 12-4? We was 11-5 playing in the wild card.
Yeah.
You know? And we had to go there. And, you know, that team had the number one defense that year. I mean, that team was a good team. That team was a good team. Everybody stuck together. You just, you know, it didn't fall for us.
Yeah, you eventually won two Super Bowls with the Patriots, right? And so what did it feel like when you went on? Like, did it feel the same, the team that you were on, you lost to the Titans, or, you know, you lost to the Titans, then you go on to the Patriots. Did it feel like the same team, like that Bills team? Man, I had this type of feeling on that team. We just didn't end up making it.
Yeah, but, you know, when I left, we started out, when I go to New England, we started out, I think, 0-3 or 1-4, something like that. And as we started getting on the road, look at the team, like, okay, we ain't the most talented team, but, you know, we're playing together. And that's what we had that year with the Bills that year. I felt like, you know, we wasn't the most talented, but, you know, it was a gritty group of guys that was going to grind it out every game.
With the Patriots, Antoine, the first Super Bowl, it was, I think that was the Rams, right? I remember Vinatieri made the long range kick to win it, and you, like, you were shot out of a cannon. You were almost the first guy out on the field there to pick him up after he won that, right?
Man, that feeling there, it was no one in football gave us a chance to win that game, you know, but besides my teammates in the locker room. So when that clock hits, when Vinatieri kicked the ball, you see it going up there. I think I was already on the field, halfway on the field, when I saw the ball go through the uprights. And that was just my first reaction, just a natural reaction, just going out there like, we world champs.
Best moment in football for you, those world championships with the Patriots?
Has to be. I can't. It's, you know, because like I said, I have played with some Hall of Famers like the Bruce Smith, the Thurman Thomas, the Andre Reeves. That got to 4 Super Bowls, but never won one. I think that is the epitome to get there and to win it. Right. You know, so many guys that don't get a chance to even go to the Super Bowl. So to go to it and win it, you know, for me, that was everything.
You were around, it seems to me, you were around a lot of NFL history, Antoine, when you think about it, with the Bills and Music City Miracle and the Patriots championship wins, and you played for Bill Belichick. I mean, you contributed too, but you also had almost a knack of finding your way to be around great players, great coaches, and great games throughout your, 9 years in the league?
Yes, I mean, that was good. I've been around some tremendous players. Like I said, when I went to Tennessee, I got a chance to be with Steve McNair. You know, yeah. And of course, going to New England, got a chance to play under Belichick and some great players there with the Ty Laws and Lawyer Malloy and Tom Brady and so on. So I had a blessed career. I can't take necking away from it.
What do you do now, Antoine? Where are you and what do you do for a living these days?
I'm actually in Houston, Texas now, where it was, 90 degrees just last weekend. Now I'm coming to Buffalo where it's going to be 20 degrees. So,
no, 40, hey, look, 40 degrees, Antoine.
40? Okay. Well, I take 40. But, yeah, right now, actually, I'm into real estate. I'm going to do real estate, and also I train kids. I got a little speed and agility camp that I do.
Oh, okay. So how was you're in the real estate. How's everything since the hurricane down there in Houston?
A lot of work. Yeah. It's a lot of work. You know, this city is still rebuilding, man. There's a lot of people that are still homeless, still living in hotels and everything. And you know what I'm saying? You know, we still just pray for the city and try to do what we can do to help them out.
It's going to be, I would think, fun for you to be standing up there as the Bills come out on the field. It'll be a sellout crowd. It will be a little bit chilly. But you got to be looking forward to this weekend, I think, coming back to Buffalo, right?
Yeah, I am, actually. You know, play for both teams. Mm. Play for both teams. So, you know, get a chance to go out there and you know, see some faces that I hadn't seen in a good while that's still there. You know, as far as Bud is concerned and Woody, the guys that's in the training staff. And just, you know, look forward to just leading them out there.
You know,
it'll be a good deal.
We just had a caller on, and he felt like for some reason he wanted all Bills fans to wear Saints jerseys. I guess some type of mind trick type of thing. But just to make sure, you're going to have on a Bills jersey.
I'm gonna have all the blue and red, man. I'm gonna have all the Bills jerseys.
Antoine, we look forward to seeing you Sunday. Have a safe trip up here. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us on the show today. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
Antoine Smith, former Bills first-round draft pick back in 1997, played 4 seasons here.